the pack saw the sword too late and tried to stop, but the other men crowded behind him and drove him forward. Anya whipped the sword at the first man's head. He ducked and thrust his sword up to parry the blow. Anya's sword crashed through the Bedouin warriors, snapping the curved blade in half and slicing through the top of the man's keffiyeh. The man continued his panicked dive till he was on all fours. The man immediately following the first stumbled over his fellow, managing a swipe at Anya as he fell. She blocked his blade with her own. She lifted her knee into the man's face, breaking his nose. Anya kneed him once more and laid him out unconscious, draped across the first man. Two of the lanterns lay on the ground, still providing light. The other two Bedouin held up to reassess the situation. She read their surprise in their eyes. Anya stepped toward them. She drew the swing of a sword from the man on her left that scored the wall next to her head. With a quick turn of her wrist, Anya set her sword tip against the man's throat. Reversing direction at once, the man tried to backpedal. Anya stayed with him, then menaced the other Bedouin still on his feet, chasing him back to the wall. When the first man tried to get his blade up in front of him, Anya returned her attention to him. She drove him back with two quick slashes of steel against steel. Retreating, Anya kept her sword at the ready. She flicked the coiled rope over the second man's head and waited till the loop settled over the back of his neck. Anya gave a good yank while he was still trying to get his weapon up. She set herself and torqued her upper body from the hips. The back of his head bounced against the cave wall, then his eyes rolled upward and his knees went slack. Before the last man standing could get organized, Anya flipped the coil of rope from the unconscious man's head as he toppled. The sword leaped in her hands. She drove the swordsman back and back until he slipped in the mud. He tried to scramble to his feet, but froze when Anya placed the point of her sword just under his chin.
No.
She stepped closer. Anya kicked him in the temple. A miniature crater formed in the mud a few feet in front of Anya. Whirling, Anya dove to the ground just as another couple of bullets split the air where she'd been standing. She released the sword and caught herself on her palms. Anya rolled and sprang to her feet against the wall. 30 feet away, a Bedouin hung upside down through the mouth of the well. He held an assault rifle in both hands and swung awkwardly from a rope knotted around his waist. He took aim again. Anya ripped a knife from one of the unconscious men she'd left sprawled on the ground. As a stream of bullets smacked into the well shaft behind her, Anya drew her arm back. The man dropped the rifle, then clutched the knife that had pierced his left thigh. He was lucky. She'd been aiming for his chest. Sprinting again, Anya raced for the fallen rifle, dropped to her knees in a skid, and brought the weapon to her shoulder.
Pull me up! Pull me up!
The wounded man, dangling at the end of the rope, waved his arms helplessly, trying to find some purchase so he could escape. Anya sighted up through the opening, 3 men at the top. In the darkness, she could just make them out as they reached for their weapons, letting go of the rope that held their comrade. The wounded man landed with a crunch that left him silent and still. Shifting the rifle from the men to the dirt lip just below them, Anya squeezed the trigger. The bullets stitched into the earth, exploding craters. The rifle cycled dry. Anya darted forward through the rain of dust and debris. She stopped by the wounded man just long enough to find an extra magazine for her weapon. Then Anya was up and moving again, running back toward the campsite through the lantern light. She picked up her coiled rope and was gone before the men saw which way she headed. A plan came together in Anya's head as she fled. The optimum goal was to get her digmates safely out of harm's way and retrieve the mysterious gold box and the coins as well. The only hope any of them had was if she could get help. But she had to be able to find Smythe and the others again, and there was only one way she knew of to do that. The only problem was staying alive while she raided the camp. She ran past the well where they'd discovered the skeleton. A fresh pile of dirt formed a large hill in the canal. Anya cleared that obstacle, trying not to be seen in the residual light from the campfires.
She was there, but now we don't see her.
Find her!
We will!
Get someone down the well! Doubtless she is running scared. Not allow her to get away.
At the other end of the canal, men with lanterns descended into the tunnel. Anya stood still in the standing water behind the dam. The water had risen to her chest. Nadim had explained that the reservoir would have to be carefully released, so it wouldn't wash away the floor and necessitate further repairs. The men then surged down the tunnel away from her. Anya watched them go. Then she turned and continued wading up the tunnel through the water. Finally, another 40 yards from the last entrance, she stood under another one. She slung the rifle over her shoulder and shook out the rope. Whirling the grappling hook experimentally, she tossed it up through the opening and slowly tugged, hoping that it would catch on something without arousing suspicion. Finally, the rope grew taut. Anya kept the pull steady. As she gave the rope her weight, Anya wished she knew whether she could trust the hook to hold. A moment later, her feet dangled off the ground. Moving steadily, she climbed the rope, straining to be silent as she pulled herself up. When she reached the top, she paused with one hand hooked over the lip, the rope still wrapped around her leg.
Good.
Evidently, the Bedouin had chosen to move their mounts to the other side of the camp from the direction Anya had run.